Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Dave wants that. Our guy, and he is your coach.
Listen to this, would you? Would you help us with this? This is Brisker talking about Chase today.
We're going to talk, especially the way I talk and the way other people talk. I mean, we get in people's head. Grown man over would be really crying out there. Grown man with kids. Like, imagine that. Like, seriously. It's hilarious.
What do you think of Jaquan Brisker saying he's going to trash talk Jamar Chase this weekend?
That's, you know, talking about crying. Number one, I'd have to see it to believe it. And number two, guys don't say that in the NFL. I mean, you know, that's because that's hanging in Chase's locker. It's probably hanging in everybody's locker in the entire Bengal locker room. You know, it truly is. I mean, it's.
Yeah, if you're the Bengals coach, you go find that and bring it to his attention,
yeah,
don't
we,
you?
I used to make them up, and I was always looking for something to hang in Benny Blades' locker or one of those, you know, great smart carrier's locker. I'd make something up and put it in carrier's locker or Sean Gale. Say, hey, look what this guy said about you. What? Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, he thinks that you were crying.
Sicilians are great liars. Best in the world. I'm Sicilian. My father was the world heavyweight champion of Sicilian liars.
They'd act like they were mad, but they probably said, this guy didn't say it. Nobody would say that.
Yeah, but then when you hear someone say it.
You making stuff up to try and get Sean Gale going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, coach. That started back in the U days, back in the convicts and Catholic days. Oh, yeah, we did it all. All right, I'm out of here. See you guys. Give me the ball here.
Come on, you got the gift. You're the only one that could help me.
Jerry, I can't. It's like saying to Pavarotti, teach me to sing like you. Jerry? Just remember, it's not a lie if you believe it.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
We're so happy that you hung out with us for these last 3 hours. You got one more hour until the weekend, and we've got a Bears-Bengals game that is very, very interesting. And so this afternoon, we're like, we should probably get someone on to talk about the Bengals from their perspective. So I reached out to my guy, Anthony Durunda, who was my producer on Chicago football night. And he's like, you should talk with Charlie Clifford. I'm like, okay, let's reach out to Charlie. And he's like, you know, Charlie's from here. I was like, wait, what? That makes it even better.
From here?
Yeah. Like, he's from Chicagoland. He's from Mount Prospect. He's now the sports director at NBC5 in Cincinnati, and he joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Charlie, thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
No, fellas, happy Halloween. I appreciate the Mount Prospect love. I was a huge Score listener, obviously, as a kid, and this is cool. I let my pals back home know we're doing this, and they're obviously, they love the show, and this is cool. This is cool. How are we doing?
We're good. It's nice to know we got somebody on the inside there in Cincinnati. Maybe we could,
a little double agent action.
So what can you tell us that we can then share with the Bears coaches?
That's not what we're doing.
I thought that's what we're doing.
We're sharing it with the Bear fan listener that wants to know. So let's start here.
I like my angle.
Let's go.
What's the Joe Flacco experience been like?
It's been great. I mean, the guy is exactly what you heard last week when we made the comment about, you know, that guy sitting at the corner of the bar looking miserable. Oh, man, he looks lonely. I kind of feel bad for you. No, after you have five kids, you realize that guy is in heaven. Do not bother him. He's a guy you'd want to have a beer with. You know, he's obviously at the end here, and it's just unbelievable to think, you know, after seeing the Browns in Cleveland week one, and he's on the other side, that, you know, 3-4 weeks later, he would be the only hope to keep this Bengals season alive. It's just been a bizarre, you know, 6 weeks in Cincinnati. It's been really, that's been the story the last 2 years with Burrow injuries and just bad defenses. But overall, Flacco's given you everything he can, including this week when he basically went out one day this week, threw it around a little bit, and we think probably gave the thumbs up, said I can at least give this a go on Sunday with a bad shoulder at 40 years old. It's pretty remarkable considering, you know, Zach Taylor even said today, he's like, I don't think he knows 75% of the guys' names in the locker room. So that tells you everything you need to know about Joe Flacco. He's willing to go out there with a bad shoulder and try to give it a go on Sunday, which is a pretty cool deal.
So Jake Browning was pretty darn good in 2023 when he came in relief of Joe Burrow, had two games with a quarterback rating well over 100, actually had three games with a rating well over 100. And so I was kind of surprised to see him be as bad as he was. Did Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins have anything to do with the push for a new quarterback? Is this ownership thinking we still might have a chance to salvage something? How did it all happen?
Yeah, it was a huge disappointment, obviously. Browning, again, like Flacco, you know, if he was sitting here with us, he'd be like, oh, this is a really cool guy. He kind of made his story out of nothing. He was a great player at Washington, but undrafted. We're talking 4 years on practice squads between Minnesota and Cincinnati. And he played well, as you mentioned, two years ago. You're like, oh, my gosh, you know, he might save the season here. And he was the toast of the town, so they kept him around. And he just got thrown in there, and it was kind of the perfect storm. I mean, they ran into some of the best defenses. You're playing at Minnesota. You got a Monday nighter against Denver. And then the final strike was at home against the Lions. I think we all respect what's going on in Detroit, but that's a team you should be able to throw the ball a little bit against. And it was just kind of total self-destruct mode there. So, they huddled that night and basically said, who can we get? And obviously, no one thought in the AFC, let alone in your division, is handing you anyone who can throw a forward pass with any sort of consistency. And hey, wait a second. Cleveland says we can do Flacco. Let's do this. It's just a pick swap, 5-6. I mean, Mike Tomlin said it best probably a week ago. He's like, Andrew Berry, I guess you're the smartest guy in the room. So that's how it went down, you know. You need to give Cincinnati some sort of hope if you're the front office, because the fan base is just knocking down the door on, you know, how have you screwed up this defense again? How have you taken this championship level offense and not even given them a chance with what you're putting on the defensive side of the ball? So, you know, Flacco's going to need to buy him, you know, 4 or 5 more wins if Burrow's going to come back and to have a chance at the end of the year. So there's a long way to go. And out here, I mean, this is Bears fans are probably looking at the record. Like, I wonder what the pulse is. I mean, this is a season on the line game Sunday in Cincinnati. You got the bye week next week. I think every player and coach knows, you know, on their little short vacation next week, if they lose to Chicago, everyone's getting on that flight wherever they're going, somewhere warm, knowing season's over.
Charlie, we appreciate you jumping on, and I want to stay in that place where you were talking about that trade. It is weird to see intradivisional rivals, and especially these two rivals, make a trade. And I honestly felt like Tomlin showed his cards by how angry he was about that trade. How did it go over in Cincinnati, like the idea of trading with Cleveland?
I mean, guys, this is not Bears-Packers, but in terms of just disgust with one another, I mean, it's the closest thing the Bengals have. So this would be Malik Willis, you know, hopping in a car and heading 2 hours, 2.5 hours south to help save the Bears season. It was just, it wasn't on anyone's radar. And, you know, I think Cleveland will pay the price where they probably already did by just watching a Thursday night game when he throws for 350 and a bunch of scores and they beat Pittsburgh. But again, net of all of this, Cleveland's going to be bad for such a long time. They have so much to be upset about. And here in Cincinnati, you know what? I don't know if it's going to be a good story beyond a couple weeks here. I mean, we could be sitting here in 2 weeks and, you know, all the flame that's been lit with this Flacco story could be completely out. So it's just, you know, can he stir up the magic pot one more time? And, you know, I my answer is probably not, because this defense, you'll see it on Sunday, it's so weak in so many spots.
Whew, looking forward to that. We could use a really weak defense. How has the decision to pay Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins
and Trey Hendrickson to a lesser extent,
how have those decisions affected the roster building?
Well, let me start with this. How many Trey Hendrickson spam headlines have you guys gotten in Chicago the last 18 months about, hey, rumor, Bears, Hendrickson, pass rusher? Because I'm trying to gauge of which city's had the most, because he's, you know, that name's been out there.
We got it a lot. Like,
18,
It was definitely a thing that Bears fans were looking at during the offseason and being like, well, wait, he would make a great, great bookend on the other side of Montez Sweat.
But we just paid Montez Sweat, so it never struck me as realistic necessarily. So it's probably not us, I guess.
I think he got a little, let's start with Hendrickson quickly. He got a little dose of reality this summer when he basically threw his name out there, really going back to the winter, saying trade request is out there. The Bengals said, go ahead, find your suitor, find whoever will pay you this number you want. And he came back because no one was willing to get to that number. It's just the age thing, right? And now he's got a little injury stuff going on this year with the hip, which has kind of been a first time he's dealt with that. So overall, the roster building, they huddled last winter and said, okay, let's rethink this, because T. Higgins was walking out that door. It was a foregone conclusion until a Monday night game late last season in Dallas, when I actually asked Burrow, hey, you just walked out to midfield as a captain last primetime, probably with Higgins, Chase, and you. They had never walked out as captains before. He goes, no, you know, that's not going to be the last time. I'm confident Higgins is coming back. And we almost fell out of our chairs, because you're like, where is this money coming from? You're going to have not one, but two of the top 10 highest paid receivers. You're going to have one of the top highest paid quarterbacks. As you mentioned, Hendrickson for the 30-plus million. Where is the rest of this pie going to form a team where guys can tackle and block and kick? And now you're seeing, if Burrow's taken out of that chessboard, wow. I mean, it is, I don't know if it's just psychologically, this is the third time he might lose a season to an injury. Is, you know, how many times can you climb that mountain without your leader? I don't fully put it on the coaching staff. I think at some point you can only convince yourself so much that, hey, it's going to be okay. We're going to keep this ship going in the right direction. Unfortunately, I think you've just seen some of that confidence go out the window, because they've been down this road before. They know how hard it is. And now, as you said, with all the money tied up, Chase, Burrow, Higgins, it's a beautiful thing when you're in a playoff game, you got those three guys, you got to get to the playoffs first. And right now they just don't have the resources to find those veterans coming through free agency and really lock down the defense. I mean, they're leaning on a bunch of guys who really have never been out there, and you just see it with the communication. It's just, something changes Sunday, you'll see a defense that's not playing with much confidence.
The pride of Mount Prospect, Charlie Clifford, joining us here on The Score as we talk about the Bengals. That's the team that he covers out in Cincinnati for NBC5. And watching this take place over the last couple of weeks with Flacco has been fascinating to me, because if you're sitting there on your couch and you're going, if I had Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, I'd throw him the ball every time. And Flacco seems to be like, yeah, I'm just going to throw Jamar Chase the ball every time. And it's working. Why has that been so successful thus far?
He's like Jerry Rice, you know, 2025. I know we're not there in the Super Bowl conversation yet, but guys, you watch him run and you look at him in person, you're just like, he's not Calvin Johnson. You know, I don't get how he's going 14 for 170 and two scores, you know, every other week. Why can't people bottle him up? He's just a tactician. He's a complete, you know, warrior upstairs. I mean, he plays with the edge. He'll get in the heads of the guys on the other side. I mean, he's Canton. He's Canton bound. So, yeah, the 23 targets the other night, I mean, as Moose Muhammad once said, Chicago, that's where wide receivers go to die. Apparently, the one thing they got going in Cincinnati, hey, you want to rack up some yards? You want to rack up some stats? Come play here, because we're going to throw it 50 times a game. The running game's been so quiet, and Chase is just he's a cool dude, man. We sat down with him over Father's Day weekend with his dad and just kind of got the whole story. You know, this is one of those ones that gives you goosebumps. I mean, it came out of nowhere. He came from Harvey, Louisiana. There wasn't much there. His dad's a great guy, and he just has had his nose down to the grindstone since, you know, sophomore year of high school, and you look up and, man, he's the best in the business. After seeing it every Sunday, this guy's just absolutely fantastic.
Charlie Clifford is with us. You said the pride of Mount Prospect. You better call Dave Kingman and tell him.
Hey, that, man. That Dave Kingman, and I got to compliment you, because my guy Jack McMullen down in Miami is doing a hell of a job, okay? I did a little time with the Indianapolis Indians, and he came over afterwards, and I was getting texts, hey, you got to listen to this McMullen kid. This guy's going to, I'm telling you, soon. And sure enough, and you've been really cool to my dad. You've seen him at a couple concerts over the years.
Oh, wow.
So I'm always pulling for that side of the family over there. So I hope Jack's having a great ride down there.
He is. Thank you so much. It's my nephew's, the radio voice of the Marlins. I love that. Yeah. And Indianapolis, it's a fun minor league baseball town and a cool place. Charlie, you mentioned that Jamar Chase likes to get in the head of the opposition. Me and Lawrence both kind of jumped in our chairs for a minute there. I don't know if you're hip to this, but Jaquan Brisker was talking about what he might try to do to Jamar Chase. This caught our ears yesterday.
For sure. We're going to talk. And it does. I mean, especially the way I talk and the way other people talk. I mean, we get in people's head. Grown man over would be really crying out there. Grown man with kids. Like a badge of that. Like, seriously. Yeah. So It's hilarious. I wish I was mic'd up every game.
That's Jaquan Brisker says he's going to get in Jamar Chase's head. How's that going to go, you think?
You know, I think I've heard that a couple times over the last few years, and usually that doesn't go well. But, hey, he's catching him on a day where he's got a 40-year-old quarterback with a bad throwing shoulder. So maybe he's reading the tea leaves and saying, I'm going to drop this quote this week and get out of there with a win. And, you know, maybe he picked the right week. I don't know. That's hysterical, though. I love it. I love to hear, you know, it's nice to see you guys. I know last week didn't go well, but it's nice to see the Bears back in the conversation, right? I mean,
yes.
I got to know Eberflus real well in Indy. I know it didn't go well. I know everyone ran him out of town. I really liked him as a guy, and I know, whatever. We don't have enough time to talk about that, but you guys found the difference maker. I mean, come on, you have the right guys flying this thing now. And shoot, you might be in the wrong division though. I don't know if you were in the AFC North. I think the Bears are probably, you know, having a home playoff game this year, but we'll see.
Yeah, because Lamar's back now, and now everything is all messed up.
Listen to him kissing. Charlie's just kissing up to those Mount Prospect buddies.
You know what? Hey, Charlie, shout them out, man. Who are your peeps that you called and told them to listen?
No, I mean, hey, anybody who I umpired with in the Mount Prospect Park District back in the day, we're still doing it, guys. Those were my guys. Prospect High School, my folks are still there. I mean, it's home. Whenever you hop on the Metro Northwest line, you know, and ride down to Wrigley, those are still the best days I have with my dad. And I got a little 4-month-old at home now, so looking forward to doing that next summer. But loving Cincinnati, guys. It's a great town. I wish you guys were coming in from the game, because it is a really first-class place out here. And, you know, maybe we'll get a really important one down the road with these two teams. We certainly got the two quarterbacks to make it happen.
This was delightful, man. Thanks for picking up the phone. We appreciate it.
Guys, the pleasure was mine. Seriously, that 670 number means a lot to a lot of people who love sports, whether they're still living there or not. So have a great rest of the year, and let's do it again soon.
Thanks,
you're
Charlie.
All that in a bag of chips.
Yeah, you got it. That was great, man.
That was really fun. That was really cool. Terry Moran from ABC News from Mount Prospect. Yeah, Bruce Boxleitner, the actor and the science fiction writer.
I'm still going to go with Charlie.
Yeah, but Charlie's up there. Got a little list here I'm working off of.
Shout out to my guy Anthony Durunda for the plug on that one. That's very cool.
That was excellent.
Because they pull that together pretty. He was like, yeah, this guy right here.
Yeah, there you go. You need that. Brian Gregory, the men's basketball coach, Georgia Tech and Dayton.
Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
And that's all he's reading. All he's reading is Wikipedia.
I was just trying to set up CM Punk. I gotta admit, that's all I was doing.
Unbelievable. That was, man, Charlie was great.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
Maybe we do some Red stuff with him. Cubs Reds.
Sure, yeah. They absolutely. Hey, just speaking of Cubs, did you see who got the profile in The Athletic today from Patrick Mooney? My goodness.
Is it Ian Happ?
No.
Ian Happ was part of another profile on The Athletic.
You're right, but how about this headline? As Cubs try to reach the next level, building around Nico Horner is a must.
He's their highest WAR player.
Patrick Mooney, yeah, there he is, coming off a 6.1 BWAR season, his best as a Cub. Can you imagine the profile of Nico Horner writing a piece about building around...
A guy who had less than 10 home runs.
Dude... I'm telling you, and as you watch the Toronto Blue Jays, understand that they are blessed with stars who are also contact guys, like Vlad Guerrero is a contact hitter. Alejandro Kirk is a contact hitter. Bo Bichette is a contact hitter. But then what they've done with other guys who make contact, you know, it's not mutually exclusive. You can diversify your own lineup with your own guys through teaching and then augment with guys like Jimenez and Ernie Clement and Nathan Lucas, and then you can scratch and claw to multi-run innings as well as hit home runs. But our guy Nico getting the full-on profile today in The Athletic.
I dig that, because he's great, and he had a great season, and it's amazing for him to have that high of a WAR considering there was no slug.
Totally agree.
Like, that's some amazing stuff. Our guy Tanny is a little hot. He's not the only one who's hot. If you are a sports viewer that was sitting there going, oh, well, I got it all figured out now. I'll just have this app, and I'll have this app, and I'll have all the things that I need. And then stuff goes away, and then other apps are added, and all of that stuff. So why don't we have a discussion about where Chicago viewers are at, and we can tie it back into a conversation that we were having earlier about the Bulls and Blackhawks. We'll explain next here on...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
The Score.
Hi, I'm Mike Greenberg from ESPN. If you are a YouTube TV customer, you could lose access to NFL and NBA games on ESPN and ABC. Don't miss out. Visit keepmynetworks.com to learn more.
If you're a YouTube TV subscriber, you may not have access to the games you want to watch.
Visit keepmynetworks.com for more information.
Poor Julio Rodriguez.
He's having a rough week.
He really is. Just so distressed. That's a promo that ESPN is running on TV, trying to get you to reach out to YouTube TV.
They were trickling in late last night before the deadline, yeah.
Dude, these problems are usually reserved for cable. There haven't been many like big-time streamers where they try to do the gangster thing that ESPN appears to be trying to do publicly with their talent. Wow.
Yeah, and with ESPN, there's a lot going on because they have their direct-to-customer stuff that bundle that they have with Fox Sports that people have seen. So now, like, you go, wait a minute.
Forgot about that thing.
Yeah, ESPN and Fox Sports are working together so that you can buy their product together. And yet we all kind of end up back at cable because then I can kind of have all the things I want in one place. The original bundle is still there.
I played poker last night, as you know. Chauncey Billups was not there, but about 10:45 or so after the Thursday night game had ended, somebody said, "I just put on ESPN," and my host was looking for ESPN on YouTube TV, and he's like, "I can't find it. I don't know. All right, can somebody else look?" And he's like literally handing the remote to somebody else at the table, and nobody could find it. And I didn't know why until I got up this morning and saw the story.
Yeah, it's
so ESPN has pulled all their networks, Disney too, like they've pulled their networks from YouTube TV.
Yes. That's what's going on, and you have, like, if you're someone that jumped out the window and you're like, "Oh, this is exactly what I wanted." And we've been talking about the quad box on YouTube TV. I think that their quad box has been great. Like, it's the one that I think most people should use. I had YouTube TV for a few months, and because of everything that was going on with CHSN, I was like, "So wait, for me to be able to watch this, to watch all the stuff that I need to watch, I'm going to have YouTube TV, and I'm going to have to either switch inputs to the antenna or then get their app." And I said, "You know, how about I just go back to Xfinity?" And I did that, and I am happy.
I've never left Xfinity, and I have all the other streaming services that I need.
Exactly.
And I know I'm paying a lot, but, man, I love hitting the C button on Xfinity and going to the sports app and seeing all the games and knowing that I can then just go to whichever one I want.
And now they have MultiView.
Yes, they do.
And you can use that on college football Saturdays or NFL Sundays if you get two in a market or whatever, or your game in Red Zone. I don't know if they've even done that yet.
I was watching Red Zone and the Bears last week.
Tanny, how you feeling, man?
This is not good. I'll just say that. And it's one of those things where it's like, if you talk about this long enough, you'll end up offending a sponsor. So I'm going to try and not do that. Because when you
stop talking about Merck cheese like that.
Oh, no, we'll never say anything bad about Baby Bell or Merck's because we are fully stocked back here.
Yes,
today.
We are.
But it's one of those things where I love YouTube TV, okay? I cut the cord 10 years ago, and we haven't looked back. And yes, it's been clunky with all the different extra apps. Like, I'm looking at my phone right now. You know, you got Apple TV, YouTube TV, Max, you know, the Prime. Showtime, Paramount Plus, Prime Video. It's absurd. You know, I got something called Plex, you know, and thank God for Tubi. That's all I got to say, because like sooner or later, that's all I'm going to be watching are movies from the 1970s because I can't watch anything else on YouTube TV anymore. You know, I said nothing when they yanked MLB Network off of there.
They came from my MLB Network. Exactly. I said nothing.
Exactly. Now look it. So, you know, what am I going to do? I have to put my antenna in to watch Tanya Babich in the morning. You know what I mean? Like on ABC 7, like, because that's being taken away too on YouTube TV. Like the ABC, it's the Disney thing.
Here are the channels.
Prime should still have ABC 7 though.
Like, okay, if you this do is what live, I'm talking about.
Like, just, live TV, I'm sure it'll have it.
A backdoor ABC, way for all this stuff that probably, I don't know about.
But
yeah.
That's so complicated. ABC channels, local and national, ESPN, the Disney Channel, FX and Nat Geo are among the channels that are gone along with ESPN.
And, this, you know, I log on to because we are Disney Plus subscribers also because I've got an 11-year-old daughter, so we're always watching stuff on there. So I go to log in on my phone. It's like, oh, maybe I can watch ESPN on this because I know they have a bundle going on there. And it's like, oh, it's sent a code to my wife's email. So I'm just like, okay, great. So it's another code, another password I forgot. I'm just so tired of all of it, you know? It's absurd.
How many times have you guys had the thing where, like, the wife or the daughter or somebody will text you and say, Xfinity is sending you a code, please?
Or my parents, yeah. We have a shared note on our phones, like, with all of our passwords on it.
That's you know?
So you have to, you know?
Yeah. I mean, good luck to anybody's parents for figuring this out.
We were all so dumb. The idea of, like, oh, well, there won't be any commercials. I'm watching Gen V last night on Prime, and I love Gen V, and I love the boys. And I'm like, oh, this is like a regular television show commercial break. This is not even, I'm okay with the inserts. You want to do the inserts? And now they have the inserts with the QR codes.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
I'm all right with that.
But what you're talking about, man, it happens on Peacock, too. I get like the 120-second countdown. I'm like, that's a two-minute commercial break. I know what that is.
Yeah, I know it looks like less, but it's the same amount of time.
You can count it down all you want. I'm still watching commercials.
So, you know, the thing about this is, you know, we were talking about it in the office before the show, and I was like, you know what? I was telling Alex and Porth, I was like, you know, let's just wait it out because it's a big weekend here, and you wait these things out, and maybe they'll reach a deal before you go jump into getting the cord back in your house. And then I'm like, I'm immediately in conflict tomorrow afternoon when Notre Dame takes on Boston College on ESPN. You know what I mean? So it's like, here we go. It's like one of the things I love doing on the weekends, watching the Irish. And now I got to figure out, you know, maybe on WBBM, you know, the radio home for Notre Dame football.
And right you're here. Nervous about that game, even though Boston College is not any good.
Yeah, the Holy War is always something to be nervous about, you know? So that's just the thing. Like, it's always something. I know nothing in this country gets cheaper or easier, so we'll find a way to deal with it. But yeah, it's not good times in the house right now.
The easier is Xfinity. It is easier.
I'm with Speeds.
I'm considering.
On this.
I'm considering.
Dude,
yeah,
it is just because you can also have your apps through there. You have to sign in again the first time. But I now watch Hulu and Prime and Apple TV through the Xfinity app. So I'm down. I'm back down to one remote.
And you know? I think if you there are certain packages where if you sign up right now, this is not a commercial for
it
Xfinity.
It really sounds like it.
I know.
But I am listening intently.
But if you, I believe if you sign up with Xfinity, then there's going to be like a 6-month trial with Peacock for free. So at least you'll, like, I remember doing that when I was like, oh, yeah.
It's another one I pay for. Because, I was going to watch the John Wayne Gacy show, and I haven't got gotten around to
well,
it.
Well, but at Peacock, I was upset when they stopped giving it to me for free. And I was like, wait, now I have to pay for this? But I have it because I get NBC. All that stuff. It's not as much a commercial for Xfinity for me as it's a commercial for laziness.
Yeah, I've for comfort.
It,
yes.
I've had it and I've never, like, I thought about it and I did the math one time and I realized this math isn't mathing as well as I thought this math would math.
Yeah, because.
And then I just got lazy and here I am.
Well, the part of that, on the flip side of that, Speaks, is you end up getting all of these different streamers because there are different things that you like. And then you're like, well, wait, this already comes with this.
Right.
And that already is with that. Like, am I actually saving any money?
Do you have an Excel spreadsheet for this stuff?
I mean, you kind of have to.
You do
what
have
is
to.
It, the Rocket app that does it for your finances where you can see what, yes. what you're doubling up for? They should have an app that says what streaming services you're doubling up on.
Good luck helping your parents download that one.
Well, that's another thing. You know, my parents cut the cord about a year ago, yeah. so when my dad finds out, like, if he doesn't know already, then he's not going to be able to watch The Irish tomorrow yeah. also.
No, this is the thing. Like, there should be an app and a way of streamlining that. Think about it. How often do you say into your phone, where is Smile 2 streaming, right? Or whatever movie you want to see.
When I Google something, yeah.
You Google it and you're like, where is it streaming? And it might list places where you could buy it, but you're like, God, I wonder if it's for free any place. I started The Monkey, the Stephen King a movie that Oswald Perkins did. I started that last night. It's free on Hulu. I didn't know. But Xfinity, you can actually says, oh, what are my play options? And it'll tell you where you can watch it for money, where you can watch it for free among stuff you already have.
And again, this They're is doing the not work. A commercial for Xfinity. We're just a bunch of people that are trying to figure out how to watch the sports-a-roo. And now you get to the place of after everything that went on with CHSN, where a lot of people, I think rightfully, took a break. And they was like, okay, this is cool. The White Sox aren't good. I'm not missing out on anything.
Yes.
It might be a while before the Blackhawks are good and the Bulls seem stuck in neutral. And now you go, oh, they got some speed for Connor Bedard, and that team looks better so far. The Bulls are off to a 4-0 start. And I know you bought back in, Tanny.
I did. And I heard that there is another streaming service from one of those companies, no free ads, that actually has CHSN and has ESPN. Because another thing, too, it's like if I go back to the cord, it's like, you outfit all the rooms in your house to have a cable line run through there.
No,
you know what I mean?
No.
Is it not like that anymore?
If you do Xfinity, you can have Xfinity stream, too. So, like, I have one cable box.
Right.
And then the other two TVs in the house
have
are,
to be smart TVs.
I put them off of Xfinity stream.
But those other TVs, the smart TVs, they'll become obsolete within a couple of years. You have to buy a new TV.
100, but they're only like $100.
Yeah,
so.
They're cheap, but you'll have to buy new ones and waste your time that way. Tanny, does this help? Here are four texts offering four different solutions. Does that help
does that
you?
Help you?
How about Roku TV? No, Apple TV is the best. Nope, DirecTV is the best. Like, so I'm literally, everybody has a different idea.
And that's the thing. I'm sure, I've got all these on my phone and all on my smart TV at home. And I'm sure if I just spent 5 minutes on each one, who has that kind of time to research every single one of these options and find out what's best for you? That's the worst part.
But I think that it's so relevant because everyone's going through this and you're making choices and you go, do I really need, I'm a Marvel guy, right? Do I really need the Disney Plus app when they're the last couple of things that they have thrown at us have not been good? And I don't have any kids, so I'm not watching any of the backlog stuff anyway. And it's like, I'm good on that. Plus, I already have. You know what? When I need to see the universe works in mysterious ways. When I need to see Infinity War, it magically appears on TNT. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, look at this. Infinity War. Great. I can watch that. Oh, Endgame's going to be on immediately after it. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Here's 6 hours of my life that is blocked off, and I know exactly what I'm going to be doing.
Speaking of TNT, I realized that once the NBA games end and I have left the television on or I turn it back on the next morning.
And Charmed is on.
That time of my life is over. I'm not going to just happen to run into Charmed reruns the way that I did because I was watching Inside the NBA and just left the TV where it is. Like, I'm done. Me and Charmed have split up. It's kind of sad.
It is.
I'll be all right.
I think you'll be okay.
Thanks, man.
Tanny, I'm concerned about, though.
Oh, he's in trouble.
Especially for tomorrow. You might have to leave the crib, man.
That's all right. Thankfully, there was that Criterion Collection box set sale for John Cassavetes. So I'll just watch that tomorrow.
Yeah, that Cassavetes movie is probably more uplifting than that game.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of movies, the movie that I was in, One Golden Summer,
yes,
it won. It won the Chicago Film Festival.
Did it really? Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's tremendous. That's the one about Jackie Robinson West. I really want to see it. Is it coming to streaming services soon? Let me ask my remote.
I'm hoping to maybe get a hard copy, and if not, when it comes out, I'll definitely let people know.
Yes.
But I'm very happy with it, and it was just really well done, and
that's
so happy
awesome.
To be a part of it. Like, it's a real, like, full circle moment for me. So,
because you were a kid in Jackie Robinson
won a state championship with Jackie Robinson West.
Incredible. Incredible. That's really cool. Congrats to that film. And I look forward to seeing it on any number of streaming services.
You guys want to get Xfinity in one more time before we hit the break?
No, we're okay. But I do want to get Laziness in one more time. One more commercial for Laziness.
When we come back, we're going to have a little bit of fun with Chuck and Bill. You don't need cable to hear them.
What?
They're next here on Let's Go.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa.
Okay.
See, we're in full service, 670 The Score station.
Afternoons on The Score.
It's a Friday. That's what day it is.
So anytime there's a new season, you try to get back into routines, but sometimes there are technical problems. Lord knows we've had to deal with them here at The Score.
Never. What are you talking about?
Every day, or usually around 5.
The number of guests we've had to, like, finish with on the phone after they started on a different medium.
It happened today.
It's Very true.
It happened today.
Life comes at you fast.
It does. So look, these things happen and you have to power through them. Like Chuck and Bill did when the air horn wouldn't go off at the United Center.
Well, you know what, Bill? After the national anthem, when we go to the starting lineups for the visiting team, we're going to let the maestro, Rich Wyatt, put together the sound effects when Zach LaVine is introduced.
It's always a big deal, and it is kind of neat when you come back and play against your former team. And I'm sure Zach wants to put on a show here tonight and let everybody remember what he did here for the Bulls. So I can hold my breath almost this long, but not quite that long.
And
I got to keep talking till the horn stops. That's the rule, isn't it?
Wow, I've never heard this. The extension of the horn. Somebody has hit the button.
Hey, all I can say is it wasn't me.
I don't know. We had our Court of Dreams today with the five folks from Kia.
Ah,
and
yes.
I know you were around that scorer's table because you fixed the score.
I didn't have to fix
the
score.
You won by 25. Thank you very much.
It was good. I had, talking about that, I had a guy that could really shoot threes, and he hit a lot of them. And we got a little round of applause for the ending of the horn. All right, let's send it to Tim Sinclair.
Your Chicago Bulls.
That's right before the game, right before the intros. That's amazing. I'm picturing like an extra button that activates the horn up in someone's office somewhere, and like somebody's visiting, having a drink, and they just sit down on the button and they're just hanging out.
I'm just imagining it getting stuck, and it's just like kind of sideways, everyone, like Tim Sinclair's like, someone
do it.
Did someone push it? Did anyone try pushing the button?
No, I already pushed it. That's the problem. Well, push it again.
Push it again.
Push it down, and maybe it'll pop back. Back up.
Push it real good.
We need a knife. We need a knife to stick in there and stop it from happening.
Knife.
Oh, God. That reminds me of that feeling when the smoke alarm starts to go off after the bacon was cooked too high, and you gotta
make a choice.
You gotta run around. If you're me, I gotta turn on the fan that I should have had on in the first place, open the balcony door so I get some air flowing, and then jump up on a chair with like a Sports Illustrated or something,
yes,
and start waving it underneath there.
Yep.
Trying to get it to stop, and it just keeps going. It's a terrible feeling.
It's the problem with the badly placed smoke alarm. I have that same problem in my kitchen. I'm like,
we had that for like a half a season with Jalen.
Oh, that's right.
But that was just occasional.
He just needed a battery.
And then you messed with him. Oh, we can do that to Chuck? That's not fair. Oh. Tanny's just going to play that underneath. Oh, my God. The rule is you have to keep talking until the air horn stops. Cherry pie in your eye. I have a motorcycle and I'll be riding.
Did you loop this, or was this like from Rich? Like he got a clean feed of it
right now.
That's awful. That is a horrendous feeling. All right, let's send it to Tim Sinclair. Maybe he can solve this.
Poor Tim.
That's a wrap.
By the way, you can check out Chuck and Bill. They'll have NBA Cup group play as the Bulls host the Knicks at the United Center. Pregame coverage starts at 6:45. Tip-off is at 7 on the score. And the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. We've given him too much power.
The willies.
Oh, man. All right. For Alex, for Baby T.
Thank you, Baby T.
Who came in and hung out with us. For Studs. For your quarterback and his son. For Tanny. For my partner, Matt Spiegel. I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support. You show the show every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor on Monday after the Bears play the Bengals. We'll see you then. Have a wonderful, safe Halloween weekend.
I don't give a if it's Halloween.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.